Berry Gordy and the success of Motown are usually held up as a milestone in the history of black-owned record labels. Not to take away from Gordy, but he was hardly the first, nor was his operation the most long-lived. In 1951, Bobby Robinson started operating out of a small record shop next to the Apollo Theater in Harlem. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says Robinson's career lasted long enough for him to record some of the first rap records. But when he started out, the sound he went after was more like this.
Robinson opened Bobby's Records in 1946 and, probably because of his great location, immediately became the man to see in Harlem for the latest music. After 5 years of doing unpaid consultation for others, he decided to start his own record label, and so Red Robin Records was formed, specializing in R&B records like this one we're hearing, Red Prysock Wiggles, and eventually recording some of the first New York doo-wop records.
The closer you are, the brighter the stars in the sky. And darling, I realize you're the one in my life.
He didn't really start to taste success, though, until 1956, when he formed the Whirlin' Disc label and recorded the Channel's The Closer You Are, a milestone in New York vocal harmony history. After that, there was the controversial Desiree by the Charts, a song that sounded like they were making it up as they went along, and a raft of others that are mostly of interest to collectors. Robinson knew something else was about to break, though, and in 1959, he nudged it along. Only somebody as closely in touch with the street as Bobby Robinson could have known that there existed in the hearts of urban black people a nostalgia for down home, which translated into a market for gritty blues. Wilbert Harrison's Kansas City was a novelty that became a pop hit, and Robinson, who'd grown up in rural South Carolina, had a knack for finding blues records like that.
Well, I won't say-
Buster Brown was 45 when he had a hit with Fannie Mae, and Elmore James was 42 when Robinson revived his career with a song that had some of the most dramatic lyrics any Chicago blues man had ever sung, "The Sky Is Crying." The fact that records like this sold so well in 1960 was nothing short of amazing. Robinson was riding high, and next he headed to New Orleans to sign up talent. Bobby Marchand's There's Something on Your Mind was a spooky tale of murdering your girlfriend and asking her forgiveness as she died, while the other hit he picked up was taken from a children's game.
Oh, well, I'm sitting here la-la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, I'm sitting here la-la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh,
Yaya started Lee Dorsey's career, which continued through the 70s, and back home in New York, Robinson launched another famous singer at almost the same time.
In every beat of my heart, there's a beat
17-year-old Gladys Knight had been singing with her brother and her cousins for 10 years by the time Every Beat of My Heart came out on Robinson's Fury Records in 1961, and she's still going strong. In 1962, Robinson started a label called Enjoy to give a saxophone player he'd worked with a chance at a solo record. Curtis's soul twist brought him up front after countless R&B sessions and started him off, but Enjoy was a label that would have a very interesting history. Robinson more or less sat the 60s out in his record store, and he hated disco, but one afternoon in the mid-70s, he caught his nephew writing something in the living room. Rap? Robinson had never heard of it, but it had the same feeling as doo-wop, so in 1979, he took some kids into a garage and started the next phase of his career.
Way we rock the house, sure enough, everybody gonna turn it out.
Well, I'm kicking rock well, cause the rock so swell. Every time you hear my name, it rings a bell.
Well, I'm Lady Rodney C, making history with all the fly girls yelling, take me.
Well, I'm Star Rock, and I can't be stopped, for all the fly guys gonna hit the top.
Well, I'm Keith, but you can call me Keith Caesar. The reason why, cause I'm the women pleaser.
Well, I'm Jazzy Jeff.
These days, Robinson is semi-retired, running his store and writing his memoirs. Now, there's a book that should have some history in it.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle.